Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That's the way it's done. Bucks get the win. Well, in not convincing fashion, difficult fashion. It was difficult all the way through as the Bucks finally take care of the Oklahoma City Thunder. 121-119 down in OKC. I'm Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. Appreciate you hanging out. It is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're here talking Bucks basketball with you right now on The Fan. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Now you're just talking Packers football with the big unit, Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. Packers get a win, and Stonewall Christian McCaffrey at the goal line, and a team that just wouldn't go away today at Lambeau. That very similar to the team that the Milwaukee Bucks just finished up with in Oklahoma City. There were multitudes of times that you expected the Bucks to be able to run away with this thing, and maybe you were thinking about it a little bit earlier than it happened for the Bucks, and it actually didn't happen until the clock struck zero, and you'll hear that in our game recap coming up here in just a couple of minutes from right now. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez as well, Journal Sentinel beat writer for the Milwaukee Bucks. He is following the team in OKC. And now a couple of days off to reassess and give yourself a much-needed breather for this team as they finish up a four-game road trip that takes you to Minnesota, take care of business there. Then out to L.A., take care of business there, albeit without the two frontline players for the Los Angeles Clippers. But you can also say the same thing about the win in Minnesota. Bucks caught a break there. Karl Anthony Towns out. Then a faltering loss and a stinging loss against the Utah Jazz just a couple of nights ago, still on Friday. There's nights where, and losses, doing the Brewer postgame show, I've kind of learned this, and I'm starting to feel through how it's going to be on this postgame show with you guys throughout the year. There's certain losses that, well, once you're done, you kind of feel like it's put behind you and you're not thinking about it anymore. And then there's other losses that, I mean, it's pretty much over and done with behind me once I get in my car and leave the studio a couple of minutes after the show. There's then losses that stick with you and then get worse as time goes on. As you keep talking to people around town, that loss on Friday night is still stuck in my teeth a little bit. Just the disappointing and frustrating nature of that final play. Giannis fouls out. You get gifted an opportunity to steal it in Utah. You haven't won there in almost two decades. And then it comes to no avail and you don't get a shot off at the end. Tonight, you could have given one away in similar fashion to how the Utah Jazz would have felt if you would have gone in there and taken one from them. The Bucks, at one point in tonight's game, gave up 8 points. There was like an 8-point swing in the final 30 seconds of this ball game. Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke all but called it done. They did. And for a team to finally be able to end it just because the clock struck zero escaping feeling, but a 3-1 road trip nonetheless. The Bucks get some time off. They will host the Chicago Bulls coming up on Thursday, and we'll have a very special Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North with myself and the former Wisconsin Badger. Marcus Landry will be joining the program. He'll be sitting in and hosting with me. We'll have a nice basketball conversation with you guys once you're filing out a Fiserv forum coming up on Thursday night. But we'll dive into this one and how it ended up for the Milwaukee Bucks. As I said, there were a couple of different chances for the Bucks to run away with this thing, and you could have thought about that earlier in the game, real early in the game. Bucks started out hot at one. They had a 6-point lead at 21-15, and then after a timeout called by Billy Donovan, his team would respond with a 12-0 run and make it 27-21 Thunder in that second quarter and really not look back the rest of the first half. They would lead it by 6 out of the break. Mike Muscala finishes the half with a 3 coming off a timeout where the Bucks were unable to just stay defensively sound, and they allowed Muscala, who had killed him in the first half, he had 12 points, had a few different threes, and he knocks down that 3 to make it 56-50. Going out of the break, Giannis finishes the first half with 8. Sterling Brown, you'll hear from him a little bit more off the bench in that first half, coming up with 7 points. Into the third quarter, the Bucks are able to tie the game up at 63, and then it would become a 15-point lead. It was a 9-0 run that tied it at 63, then an Eric Bledsoe and one, and this one from Giannis gave him a 6-point lead. This on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Opportunities in a restricted area.
And a foul, Gallinari. And that's Tesoro's point right there. Get inside, score.
And look at Giannis. He just looks mean. That great spin move, and there's Gallinari, hopeless. The rooster declawed.
You would hear more from Giannis tonight as he goes off for his 5th consecutive 30-point game, just coming up one behind Marcus Johnson's franchise record for consecutive 30-point games. Fast forward a few more minutes, and Middleton would then leave. Chris Middleton leaves this game with a hamstring injury, knocks down 2 free throws just before he exits. Next possession, Eric Bledsoe comes down, and it's now a 20-1 run at 74-65 midway through that third quarter. A Sterling Brown and one makes it a 5-point lead for the Bucks as the Thunder came back and started chipping into this thing. It was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander along with Danilo Gallinari keeping the Thunder at bay. 22 from Alexander and 17 from Chris Paul. But a smooth backdoor pass would close out the third, and a huge third quarter, a 37-point third quarter for the Bucks coming out of recess down 6. They flip it completely around, and they're up 7 after 3 quarters. Into that fourth quarter, the Bucks had opportunities to close it out, and Giannis, starting to feel himself late into that fourth quarter, had a couple of mean mugs, but this one took the cake.
Russell down to the ground, off the ball on the weak side. Chris Paul involved in that. Chris Paul, Giannis takes it away. Ahead for Hill, back for Giannis. What a pass! Giannis out of the combo, and George Hill. And a mega mean mug from Giannis.
That made it 104-97. And then, once again, Eric Bledsoe steps into one from downtown. He had 17 in the second half.
Just enough contact to keep this thing interesting.
That works. Bledsoe for 3.
Keep you in the game, and Bled steps up and buries the deep. I won't call it a dagger trade. Too much time left, but that one hurt.
Well, that one he wouldn't call the dagger 3, but Marcus and Jim, the next time he'd step into one, he would.
Gallinari shows it to Giannis. Giannis stays with him. The Bucks have it. Bledsoe, look away. Giannis flush.
That might have taken out of the air.
You ready for the dagger right there?
That might have been the daggerization finish by Giannis in transition. And again, that was Bledsoe right on the pass. Another great find.
Dennis Schroeder, time of death about 2:01 remaining in the fourth quarter.
So Jim says 2:01 is the time of death. As you heard at the tail end of the highlight, though, Dennis Schroeder would close it with a 3 and chip away a little bit more. He would hit another 3, and then it was 2 turnovers by the Bucks, 2 costly turnovers. First, Eric Bledsoe would dribble the ball off his knee. Giannis would then come back after a made bucket, that time by Chris Paul, to close it within 5. Once the ball is possessed out of bounds after a made basket, the 5 seconds to inbound the ball then starts running. Brooke Lopez and Giannis have an exchange. Giannis says, no, I'm going to take it out. Brooke puts the ball down. Giannis picks it up, grabs it, has 1 second, looks off to the right. They blow it dead. 5 second inbound pass. 5 second violation. 3-point game. Ball underneath the hoop. The Thunder with all momentum. They've scored 7 straight. They make it 10 straight with a Danilo Gallinari 3. And it's tied up at 114. All opportunities to pack it in there with 30 seconds left. Try to play for overtime. Instead, with half a minute remaining, Brooke Lopez puts the Bucks up in front once again.
Mentioned the clock wasn't running nearly fast enough. Giannis back out. Wesley Matthews. Brooke Lopez will take the 3. And hit it! 24 and a half seconds remaining. Lopez to lead by 3, 117-114.
And that would end up doing it. The Bucks would tack on a couple of free throws, and the Thunder wouldn't go away, but they ended up winning it 121-119 in OKC. They finish up the road trip with a 3-1 mark. They're now 5-2 away from Pfizer form, 7-3 overall through the first 10 games of the 2019-2020 season. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're back after this. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Going to hear from Coach Bud. Also, Matt Velasquez inside of Oklahoma City. He's coming up in 15 minutes. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM, the Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Russell down to the ground, off the ball on the weak side. Chris Paul involved in that. Chris Paul, Giannis takes it away. Ahead for Hill, back for Giannis. What a pass! Giannis out of the combo and George Hill. And a mega mean mug from Giannis.
That's how it sounded on Fox Sports Wisconsin, the defensive play of the game. Giannis slams it home after the pick in the pocket of Chris Paul there late in the fourth quarter. Bucks survive in OKC. They trailed by 6 at the break. Giannis just with 8 points after 24 minutes. After 48 minutes, it ended up being 35-16-3 from number 34 in his defense of the MVP. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Pick and Save Pro's postgame show. Pick and save, more ways to save with great deals, fuel points, and digital coupons. We're driven, as always, now by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Glad to have them on board of the program, as well as you. You can hop aboard at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks get a win on the road. They wrap up a road trip that sees them go to Minnesota, to Los Angeles, to Salt Lake City, and then back to Oklahoma City. And they go out of there and finish it 3-1. Now it opens up a little bit for the Milwaukee Bucks scheduling-wise. Few days off, few days back at home. You can get a practice in, you can get a shoot-around, and you can get a day off in for the Bucks, which helps. And then it's back on the road after Thursday night's game. A big one next Saturday coming up the 16th. At Indiana, that's a 6 o'clock tip. Then it's at the Chicago Bulls on Monday, November 18th, and on the road against Atlanta on the 20th. That's a Wednesday before coming back home on a back-to-back. The 21st, Thursday against Portland, Saturday at home against Detroit. That starts up the big 5-game homestand where they end up playing 7 of their next, or 5 of their, or 7 of their next 9, excuse me, at home will the Milwaukee Bucks. They host Charlotte in there, New York, also Utah and Detroit, and then finish up. A lot of home games coming up here and a lot of time for the Bucks to make hay. You can also find your Bucks hosting the Los Angeles Lakers on the 19th of December, the 6th of December, a Friday night, hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll see if Kawhi Leonard is having another, well, rest day, load management day for Kawhi Leonard. Maybe that's what will be the case when they come in once again, this time to Pfizer Forum. Bucks beating them on this road trip. Giannis goes for 36 tonight and helps lead the team past, or 35, excuse me, past the Oklahoma City Thunder. One part of the Giannis explosion tonight in the second half was the noted frustration that was told or shown to us on social media during the intermission. Picture comes out. Somebody's sitting in the back hallway, I guess, of whatever, Chesapeake Arena, I believe is what they're calling that place down in Oklahoma City now. Similar to how the Bucks in the old Fiserv Forum, or in the old Bradley Center, would walk around, and the visiting team would walk around down the tunnel, and then around there would be a little bar area with some nice tables and maybe a nice paneling along the side, sponsored out, Bucks, Oklahoma City, it's got the Thunder logo right there. Well, you can go and check it out on the Twitter page. Giannis took some liberty with that into the intermission and just kicked the thing right through. Big ol' hole. I mean, took the entire logo out of this thing. That after Giannis finishes up the first half, second quarter, and at the charity stripe, airballs a free throw, walks off, and rips his jersey right down the middle, right in half. Comes out with a little bit more controlled aggression into that second half. Leads the Bucks through. Ends up scoring 27 in that period, or in those two quarters. Finishes 36 minutes tonight. And 13 of 19, 2 of 3 from downtown, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. That's a perfect stat line for Giannis. And you get a win. 121-119. Chris Middleton will know maybe a little bit more once Coach Budenholzer steps up and speaks to the media. Middleton leaves with a hamstring pull, is what it looked like to the naked eye. Exits the game in that third quarter. And finding offense after Chris Middleton, this could be a blessing in disguise for this Bucks team, being able to find out what they have at that spot with more consistent run for some guys that haven't necessarily seen that kind of run. Pat Connaughton sees a lot more of the pine tonight, but comes out for 13 minutes, plays well. DiVincenzo had three opportunities to shoot the ball, one of three, 9 minutes. And Sterling Brown, second night in a row, that kind of lands on 23. Roulette wheel goes, and Sterling Brown pops up. And he's the shooting guard off the bench that's getting the most consistent run for the Bucks tonight. Makes the most of it. 5 of 9. Splits the two shots from beyond the arc that he attempted. 12 points, 3 boards. Dude's all hustle. You can't fault him for that. But again, in the games that the Bucks are winning, immediately establishing some intensity and some dominance from Eric Bledsoe has been a major key. 9 of 15 tonight, 25 points, 3 of 6 from downtown, stepped into a couple and hit a couple of big ones there in the fourth quarter. I know he had the tough turnover, 1 of 3, dribbles it off his knee. Giannis gets charged with the 5-second violation. He had 7 turnovers tonight. Real only blemish for Giannis. But 25 points from Eric Bledsoe. You get 3 of 7 from deep and 6 of 11 shooting for Brook Lopez. 15 points. And the Bucks are able to get out with a win. And now we'll find out exactly what the extent of the Chris Middleton injury looked like, a hamstring pull. We'll get the latest from our insider, Matt Velasquez, as we bring him up here on the Great Midwest Bank hotline from Oklahoma City. Matt, appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely. Glad to be talking with you.
First off, did we get any injury update on Chris Middleton after exiting the game there in the third quarter?
Yeah, we talked to him after the game. He said he just got kind of a knee to his quad. And you had a left thigh contusion, I think is the official designation. But he said he doesn't think it's too bad and that's serious. The Bucks do have 3 off days now after this road trip, so he should have ample time to heal. He's just trying to make sure that he feels good, because once he got back to the bench, he just couldn't move in the way that he wanted to, so he couldn't come back to the game.
Looked like a little bit of dead leg, and that contusion, once you take that knee to that quad, can definitely do that. How about Sterling Brown getting, once again, more of the consistent run off the bench tonight?
Yeah, he was good again. This time, a little bit more scoring from him. as opposed to the other night. I mean, the other night he scored a little bit, but you know, tonight he was getting in there. He was making plays. I think that he's just been, you know, really positive. Obviously, Kyle Korver was out tonight, so you know, he played. DiVincenzo played. You know, Pat Connaughton played. All those guys had opportunities, but I think, you know, of that group, Sterling Brown has been really impressive so far.
With the Kyle Korver injury, we got to see Thanasis in a uniform for the first time tonight, active on the bench in his sweats. But Dante DiVincenzo gets a little bit of run, and Pat Connaughton maybe slowing down into the bench run that they're getting. But how about Giannis coming out here with the frustrating first half, as it was seemingly all around after that 12-0 run by the Thunder, kind of took advantage and took control there throughout the second quarter, comes out like gangbusters, and again, the third quarter that Giannis takes off to just sparks the Bucks throughout the next 24 minutes.
Yeah, and he tends to have those dominant third quarters. That's usually when he flips the switch and really starts to look for his own opportunities and, you know, try and, you know, cut into the defense a little bit more. I don't know that I've seen him, you know, ripping his jersey and kicking through signs before this, but, you know, he was able to channel that frustration that he had into a really fantastic, you know, second half, beginning with that third quarter. And, you know, he was hammering down dunks, hitting threes, you know, poking steals, and he just doing everything, and he put the team on his back. And, you know, this game didn't look like it was going to be that close down the stretch, but it was, you know. And the biggest reason for that is because the way Giannis took over.
And one of my favorite parts about it was the controlled aggression that he showed, and then Matt having one of the most controlled conversations with an official I've ever seen Giannis have there in the fourth quarter, walking over while the game starts getting a little tense when it thought that it was over. The fight was there the entire 48 from Oklahoma City. They just wouldn't go away.
No, they definitely wouldn't. You know, and it looked like with a minute left, like it was a wrap. But, you know, they made some tough shots. They took advantage of a turnover by Eric Bledsoe. You know, and they've been, Giannis obviously held the ball too long for the 5 seconds. And, you know, OKC made him pay. And they made this a really close, dramatic, fun game, fun environment. And then, you know, Brook Lopez had the opportunity to shine after struggling from three-point range. You know, he makes, you know, a huge one to really changes the tenor of the road trip. You know, if that shot doesn't go in and the Bucks, you know, potentially lose this game, you know, a 2-2 road trip, you know, ending with a, you know, kind of choking away a loss. That's very different than being able to get that, you know, key shot late, finishing a 3-1 road trip and, you know, headed home for a couple of days off.
We'll talk about that. Matt Velasquez is joining us here, our insider with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's brought to you by Thomas Merola Law Offices here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show each and every night. Being able to go out on this road trip 3-1, knowing that you do catch a little bit of breaks in the scheduling. You don't see Karl Anthony Towns. Obviously, you don't see Kawhi Leonard in L.A., but I tend to believe over 82 games, those scheduling breaks definitely even out. Being able to come out here and win 3 out of 4 really hard-fought games has to say something against all four uncommon opponents.
Yeah, I mean, it was a solid trip. The Bucks have had a difficult schedule. I mean, not just including the four-game road trip, but if you go back to the 3 games before that, you know, they've played 7 games in 7 different arenas. Going back to that game they had against the Boston Celtics. And so, you know, they've been crisscrossing the country and they haven't been able to kind of be consistent in terms of, you know, location or anything like that. But they've found a way to put together, you know, a really nice stretch and be able to, you know, to be 7-3 at the 10-game mark, I think is pretty impressive. I know a lot of people are thinking about last year where they started the season 8-0 and, you know, they had that great start. But, you know, this is a different year, and I think that they're rounding into form and looking pretty good while doing it.
And it's going to help, too. You said the schedule was tough there coming out for the last week and a half. It closes out the month rather favorably. You get Chicago twice, you get Atlanta twice, and hosting Detroit as well there on the run out. Can you put into words just how good Giannis has been here the last week and a half, just filing through? And on the broadcast tonight, they obviously note that he's now one away from tying Marcus Johnson's 30-point consecutive performance record for the franchise and most consecutive 30-point games. But all around, his scoring ability and his dominance late in games has just been outrageous here the last week and a half.
Yeah, he's been extraordinary. Just, you know, there's really no other way to put it. He's finding his spots. He's getting places, and you have no idea how he's getting there. He's going up over, around, through people. He's got his three-pointer going a little bit. Obviously, it's touch and go there sometimes, but, over the course of the past few games, he's actually been pretty good. Just doing it all, grabbing rebounds. It's been incredible to watch, and, of course, that play where he poked the ball away from Chris Paul, throws it ahead to the George Hill, who bounces it behind his back to Giannis, who just takes off from near the free throw line. That was just, an incredible play, and the kind of stuff that, that's why you pay to be there to see those types of things, because when you see it in person, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it sure feels like he's only getting better and only getting smarter. You talked about how he's getting to his spots, just moving without the ball and also with the ball, knowing, sensing the double teams that are coming at him. He feels so much more comfortable, and he's definitely got a different level of swagger, you're right, from beyond the arc.
Oh, for sure. Like he knows that if he can get his feet set and if he can get to the top of the key or if he can get to the wings, the places where he's the most comfortable, he can basically have like a practice-level three-pointer because they're going to give it to him. And when he has those shots, and he can line them up and do that, he's pretty confident in the work that he's put in. And obviously, still a long way to go, but over the past few games, the results have been trending positive.
It's Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. You follow along and read his stuff at JS Online. He joins us after each and every game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Post Game Show. Matt, appreciate it. Get home safe and enjoy the couple of days off.
All right, can't wait to rejoin the snow.
Yeah, we'll keep it nice and cool for you. Dropping 2-4 for you right here.
Wonderful.
Take it easy. That's Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Matt Velasquez calls are brought to you by Thomas Morrell Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morrell online at morellalaw.net or call him at 414-327-5800. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We'll take a timeout, come back with Coach Budenholzer and a little bit more conversation of what that bench can do and where they're going to get some scoring opportunities. You heard the injury report and the injury update right there. It's a left thigh contusion for Chris Middleton. Not expected to be too serious, but 23 minutes and 10 points out of Middleton. Will they have him back by Thursday night? See if we get an update from Mike Budenholzer next. It's the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Plenty of time for you as well at 414-799-1250.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Mentioned the clock wasn't running nearly fast enough. Giannis back out. Wesley Matthews. Lopez will take the three and hit it. 24 and a half seconds remaining. Lopez to lead by three, 117-114.
That three by Brook Lopez put this one on ice. Bucks win it in Oklahoma City. It wasn't just that one. It was a collective effort of threes and going to the foul line as the Oklahoma City Thunder just would not quit. That one made it 117-114 and ends at 121-119. Chris Paul hits a running three as the time would expire on the game and walk out of there and get himself a couple of stat patters and break the line, or maybe some of those alternate lines for any of those going just for entertainment purposes here in the state of Wisconsin. 414-799-1250. You can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com in the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can also tweet us at 1057fmthefan. Bucks get a win, and they lose Chris Middleton in the process. He exits with a left thigh contusion. That's your injury report brought to you by the McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney. The Bucks also without tonight Kyle Korver, as he left the game after getting hit in the dome, trying to fight off and get a board off a free throw, missed free throw in the game against Utah just the other night. Bucks survived tonight. They were unable to the other night on Friday in Utah. And just going back to it, it was one of those that just sticks with you. It just stays. And I don't know if it's going to be a way for me to get over it, if there's going to be a better way for me to move on from some of these losses that will just continue to stick with you and almost get worse as time goes by. The opportunity the Bucks had to steal that win in Utah after being down six with under a minute to go would have been the exact same feeling that the Jazz would have had if the Bucks steal that game as you would have had tonight, as the Bucks did give the Oklahoma City Thunder a few different opportunities and a couple of different chances to get away with a win tonight at home and re-energize their crowd out of Chesapeake Bank Arena. 414-799-1250, the Eye on the Enemy with Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner. Try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, it's Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Gallinari for the Oklahoma City Thunder has 14-14 along with that from Nerlens Noel. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in 37 minutes. He was 9 of 19 from the floor and 4 of 6 from downtown. Hit a couple of big threes there along with Dennis Schroeder to keep Oklahoma City in it. Schroeder would lead the Thunder in scoring, 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 5 from downtown, 22 from Alexander, 25 from Schroeder. Muscala was the reason why the Oklahoma City Thunder took a 6-point lead into half at 56-50. He closed out with a 3 at the horn. He ended up with 12 points, had all of those 12 in the first half on 4 of 9 shooting, all of that shooting from beyond the 3-point line. Chris Paul had 17 points tonight, 6 of 11 in 32 minutes. Interesting sight to see Chris Paul playing as much as he did alongside Alexander, as he kind of controls more of the offense than maybe I expected he would. Chris Paul, let's just call a spade, is an aging veteran that is maybe not lucky to be in the league. But at this point, Chris Paul's paycheck cashing days are more upon him than his title contributing days are in front of him. Let's hear from Coach Budenholzer here on the Big and Save Probes postgame show. Coach Bud wraps up the road trip brought to you by Schneider for over 80-plus years. They've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. Here's the Bucks head coach after the win in Oklahoma City before a couple of days off. The Bucks return home against the Chicago Bulls.
I think to find a way to win here, end of a trip, I think, winning on the road is always hard no matter what the circumstances or situation. So, good we could get out of here with a win.
Can we talk about that crucial play, Giannis's awareness to kick it out, and then the extra pass to Brook for him to knock down such a clutch shot? What do you think about that?
Yeah, great, by Giannis to trust his teammates, and, Brook is such a threat, at the three-point line, and, it was a huge shot. Proud of Giannis for making the pass, and obviously a big shot by Brook.
Do you feel like this is the best Bled has played since you've gotten to Milwaukee?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was good, but I hesitate to say the best. But, it's a tough matchup. They got so many point guards, so defensively he's challenged. But he made some big shots, big plays, and I think he's been playing pretty well lately. So, we just need more of that from him.
They made a little run there in the fourth to try to really close it out. What were you able to do defensively to kind of slow them down?
Nothing. They had 39 points in the fourth quarter, so we're just lucky the clock ran out. But they hit tough shots. Gallinari's is kind of a falling down, just, well defended. Schroeder's defended, guy's kind of right there in his space and hits two. Paul hits one at the buzzer. They made a lot of tough shots in the fourth quarter.
On the 5-second inbound violation, were you unclear when the count actually started with Giannis?
No, the start counted with Brooke.
Okay. I guess for you, just looking at what Giannis did in that second half, obviously frustrated at the end of the first half for him to come out again. It just feels like this is kind of a nightly occurrence that third quarter is when he's going to kind of take over games.
Well, he certainly has that ability, and, I think he reads the game, and I think we need to get everybody involved, and I think he's a big part of that, and I'm pleased with the way he's, kind of seeing and reading the game, and And, you know, he missed a couple of, you know, very makeable shots early, too, I think would have, you know, made the first half a little better for all of us. But, you know, his third quarters have just been huge and kind of put us and gave us the separation. I think we beat him, you know, it was plus 13 in the third, and that's kind of the game.
When he's frustrated the way he was going into halftime, is there anything that you guys do in the locker room to help him focus or calm down, or do you just kind of let him be on his own?
Yeah, I mean, every night's a little bit different, but I'd say more often than not, you know, he's a very professional and understands himself well, and, you know, he knows what he needs to do and try and stay out of his way more than anything.
Latest on Chris?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more. I think it's just, you know, a thigh contusion. I'll get an update from Troy when I go in now. You know, hopefully it's just that.
That's Coach Budenholzer after the game tonight. Bucks win 121-119. A left thigh contusion. Chris Middleton told our own Matt Velasquez as he joined us a couple of minutes ago that just got a knee to the quad, believes that it's just a bruise, believes that he will be back after a couple of days of rest, and he'll get 3 days of rest as the Bucks come home. Their next game on Thursday night. I'll be in here for the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, as well as the former Wisconsin Badger, Marcus Landry, joining us on Thursday after the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls back home at Fiserv Forum, 414-799-1250. If you want to react with us, as Dan in Miami is doing on the radio.com app. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a good Sunday night. Quick couple questions for you. What about starting Sterling instead of Wes Matthews? And man, still recovering from the thing with Middleton at the end of the game yesterday. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think Sterling Brown is definitely going to have a chance to take over a lot of minutes than Wesley Matthews. Wes Matthews' legs just obviously don't seem to be as under him as you would hope to see. But coming off the Achilles injury, you kind of guess that it would be. But for the amount of minutes that they're asking Wes Matthews to run, I see him taking some time off in the middle of the year. And either if it's not Sterling Brown, it could be Dante DiVincenzo, I think, taking over the lion's share of those reps at the two guard.
Yeah, I agree. I thought they gave a lot of energy the other night, really. Like, you know, young length, like you're saying, very active defensively. You know, I was happy. So hopefully those guys will get more minutes.
Dan, what are you doing in Miami tonight on a beautiful Sunday evening?
Watching the Bucks. Diehard Bucks fan here. Can't wait till they come to Miami.
Can you tell me a little bit about how nice it is down in Miami as we're currently in the middle of a winter weather advisory?
I don't want to make you feel too bad, but I think it's like 75. Not a cloud in the sky.
Good. You enjoy that, Dan. And when the Bucks come down to Miami, we'll talk to you. And I know we'll be talking to you much more than that here on the postgame show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Dan in Miami checking in at 414-799-1250. As well as you can. Diehard Bucks fan down in Miami. Know you have some Bucks fans across the state of Wisconsin and across the country, as you can listen to us on the radio.com app, and we will be live at 5 on that radio.com app with my man Ryan Horvath starting up tomorrow at 5. It is the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. Then it's Chuck and Winkler from 6 to 10. They'll talk to Leroy Butler, Leap 36, the future NFL Hall of Famer, stops by there at 7 o'clock. He's then with us on the Wendy's Big Show from 2 to 6. Bill Michaels from 10 to 2. He was up with Gary Ellerson for the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show, which you are listening to right before this Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. You heard Mike Budenholzer talk about it a little bit there in the coach's corner of just how big it is to close out this game and finish out the road trip with a W. Instead of a 3-1 road trip, or instead of a 2-2 road trip, it is a 3-1 road trip. You get the big shot from Brook Lopez. Without that three, after you essentially give off two straight turnovers, two completely unforced turnovers, dribble the ball off your leg, and then a 5-second violation, you give the Oklahoma City Thunder a chance to steal the game and come off the inbound pass. Wes Matthews could have forced a shot instead. He knew that Brook Lopez was going to have a little bit better look at it. Hands off the feed. Lopez knocks it down. And you're sitting there with a win in your pocket flying home tonight, then facing 3 days off instead of the cool, harsh reality of you losing two big games and two winnable games in back-to-back sequences in Utah and then in OKC. Being able to take advantage of this as the schedule does open up through 10 games, your Milwaukee Bucks at 7-3 and appear to be pretty much the same team that we expected they would be, as Las Vegas expected they would be, as the odds-on favorite to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. Have we seen them slow in transition maybe a little bit? Have we seen them be a little bit older? Yeah. Have we seen them maybe shoot even better from beyond the arc? That was one thing that I found very intriguing into tonight's game. Not many Bucks wins under Mike Budenholzer are going to come with them only attempting 28 threes. Shooting just under 40%, 11 of 28 from downtown tonight. But the Bucks don't even get up 30 shots from beyond the arc. Most nights, that's not going to be enough for Bud. 17 of 42 on the other end for the Miami Heat. But being efficient and being able to score and take advantage of opportunities, they were 16 of 18 from the foul line. And the free throw shooting tonight truly was the X factor. And 7 of 9, that comes from Giannis at the stripe. He has the only two misses. It leads to Giannis Superman ripping his jersey, which just still might be the best moment of the entire season. X Factor, the game is brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College and their Bobcat Athletics. They offer 15 junior college sports athletic scholarships. Learn more about their junior college athletics at bscbobcats.com. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. We'll come back with an Are You Kidding Me moment and an MVP in tonight's game as the Bucks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. They close out the first 10 games 7-3. They close out the road trip 3-1. Talking Bucks basketball with you at 414-799-1250. Pick and save Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Gallinari shows it to Giannis. Giannis stays with him. The Bucks have it. Bledsoe, look away. Giannis flush.
That might have taken him out of the air.
You ready for the dagger right there?
That might have been the daggerization finish by Giannis in transition. And again, that was Bledsoe right on the pass. Another great find.
That was what they called the dagger at 2:01. Jim and Marcus on the call at Fox Sports Wisconsin. Well, it wasn't. That put the Bucks should have. It put the Bucks up 112-101. Instead, they would allow the Thunder to crawl back, and this would finally be the dagger out of the hands of Brook Lopez.
Mentioned the clock wasn't running nearly fast enough. Giannis back out. Wesley Matthews. Brook Lopez will take the three and hit it. 24 and a half seconds remaining. Lopez to lead by three, 117-114.
And because of that shot, Brook Lopez is your Chevy MVP of the night. He hits that shot, finishes with 15 points, 3 of 7 from downtown. Lopez misses that shot. We could be having a totally different tune about the Milwaukee Bucks after their 10-game run. And after this road trip that sees the Bucks go to Minnesota, get a win against the team without Karl Anthony Towns, and very convincing fashion, beat the LA Clippers without Paul George, without Kawhi Leonard, as Leonard sits with load management on national TV. He's frankly just not going to play back-to-back. So, I mean, everybody's just going to have to live with it. Sadly, as much as we'd like to see Kawhi Leonard, one of the best basketball players in the world, play all 82 games, he would if he played for Michael Jordan's team, as he said. But the Bucks get in a break there. They take advantage and then go to Utah, place you haven't won in 17 years. They're unable to convert with an opportunity to win the game late. Tonight, you had a chance to give up the game late. Pardon me, and the Bucks end up finishing the job and getting the W late in Oklahoma City, finishing it off 121-119. Chris Middleton does leave this game due to injury. Middleton ends up with a left thigh contusion, is the official diagnosis from the Bucks. They say that he is expected to be able to return when the Bucks return on Thursday, hopefully. They'll have more on it coming up tomorrow after shoot-around, as well as maybe some more treatment for Chris Middleton, who finishes the game tonight after 23 minutes, 10 points, and 4 of 7 shooting. It was 35 points on 13 of 19, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc from Giannis, 7 of 9 from the foul line, and he goes off for 16 boards as well. Now, 5 consecutive 30-point games for the reigning defending MVP. If he has one more, he will tie Marcus Johnson's record in franchise history for most consecutive 30-point games at 6. Giannis has put together a run here in the first 10 games, though, that we'll talk about it a little bit more on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow. He's averaging over 30 a night. He's doing it with some just wow plays and some wow quarters. Friday night against Utah has 21 in the third. Tonight takes over in the third quarter. Part of a 15-0 run that the Bucks have coming out and establishing some more dominance and establishing that they were the better team, continuing to establish that in different arenas and in all games that they play will be the biggest struggle for the Bucks, as all teams do and all teams struggle with that are in the Bucks' position, trying to come back after a huge season that sees you fall just one game short. It's easy to want to fast forward and know that teams know how good you are. But just because a team knows that you're coming in as a team that won 60 wins last year with the MVP doesn't mean that you're going to get a laydown effort. Instead, it's the exact opposite. And the Bucks are really realizing that in the first 10 games. They've gotten everybody's best shot. They got Oklahoma City's best shot on a Sunday night today on the road. Took care of business. They got Utah's best shot in a hard-fought basketball game, defensive-minded, the other night. And despite two star players being out, they got all they could handle against the LA Clippers back on Wednesday. When the Bulls come into town on Thursday, you're going to see one of the best efforts that Chicago puts up all year long. It's a measuring stick game. Being able to follow this up is going to be no easy task for the Bucks, and it's also going to test the will and just how strong this Bucks team can be. Scores around the association tonight elsewhere. In overtime, the Denver Nuggets take care of the Timberwolves, 100-98. Karl Anthony Towns had 25 in that one, along with 16 boards, and hit a shot to force overtime. Nuggets would prevail on the road and push themselves to 7-2. Pacers, who will be the host of the Milwaukee Bucks coming up on Saturday, the 16th, Pacers get a win on the road in Orlando. Magic now fall to 3-7. It was a 109-102 win for Indiana in that one. Malcolm Brogdon, 9 of 18, finishes with 19 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. First non-triple or double-double for Malcolm Brogdon here in 2019-2020. Sixers get a win at home over the Charlotte Hornets, 114-106. The Cavaliers, who the Bucks will take on a couple of times here in the month of November, win 108-87 over the Knicks at the Garden. The Suns all over Brooklyn tonight down in Phoenix, 138-112. Still going on right now in the fourth quarter. It's 89-87. Portland getting all they can handle at home against the Atlanta Hawks. 30 points in that one already from Trae Young. And the Raptors at Staples Center taking on the Lakers, trailing by 6, just underway in the third quarter. It's 60-54 in favor of Los Angeles. Bucks get a win on the road. Western Conference opponent finish up a 4-game Western road trip, 3-1, beating the Timberwolves, Clippers, along with a loss to the Jazz. Finish it off tonight in impressive fashion after trailing by 6 at the break. Bucks bust out, score 37 in the third quarter, and they ride their MVP, who was on a different level in that third quarter, to a win. 35 points from Giannis, 25 from Eric Bledsoe, and the Bucks come home with 3 days off. It'll be the Chicago Bulls at Fiserv Forum on Thursday, a special edition of this postgame show. Former Badger Marcus Landry going to be with me Thanks to Mitch Ross on the other side producing the program, and you for listening as well. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Pros post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Bucks conversation and Packers conversation starts up tomorrow right here on The Fan, live at 5.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.